Tuesday, right around 7:50, it means our Montague Webworks website of the week, and we welcome Patrick from Montague Webworks. Hi!
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
All right, so our website for this week, I understand, is a pretty big one.
It's a huge one. It's probably one of the largest.
And it is?
It's whitehouse.gov.
You know, this is one website I don't think I've ever checked out.
I think you're part of the community. And it's something I think that the current presidential administration is counting on.
Okay. So President Obama is counting on me checking out the website.
It's part of their platform.
Okay.
Regardless of your political views, this last presidential election marks the moment that the internet has really been brought to the White House, to the presidency.
You know, Patrick, I think I'm going to take that back. I might have visited it once for the previous administration, because I was trying to find out some information on Barney, the president's dog. Is Barney still on the website?
I'm going to hazard a guess and say no.
Oh, okay. All right.
So what they're hoping is that through increased transparency, interconnectivity, which is very similar to our previous conversation about Facebook,
mm-hmm.
for example,
mm-hmm.
where there's direct person-to-person communication, or at least the appearance thereof,
mm-hmm.
between the White House and the constituent voter.
Okay.
And then some kind of recurring relationship whereby they can feed content to you as a person who signs up to receive information. You're kind of getting a personal touch. It's almost like the president and the administration wants to market to you.
Really?
Yeah, and it's a very novel concept.
Now, have you used this website in this way?
I have not.
Okay.
What I've done is do a good analysis of what's there.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty much, you know, it's reflective of the new way of doing politics on the internet, which is viral. And that's something that President Obama's campaign and the other campaigns, I'll add, did very, very well during the last
election. I was going to mention that. I mean, the internet was huge for President Obama when he was running for president.
Well, former Governor Howard Dean from the state of Vermont was really the person that brought the internet to politics.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's become the gold standard. Just like when it enters any other phase of public life, the internet kind of has a way of becoming a standard.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's a prerequisite that campaigns, politicians, representative forms of governance, such as state legislature, state senators, whoever,
right.
They have a web presence.
So is President Obama blogging on this site?
He most certainly is.
Really?
You can get podcasts. You can get podcasts for levels of cabinet members all the way down to, for example, to Secretary Clinton does a podcast.
So wow.
If you want to find out what the Secretary of State is saying today about something, you can get it. And, of course, in an on-demand environment, which is what the internet allows.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking as someone who tried to have a blog once... do they update it more than I did?
Yes.
Okay.
But they also have thousands of professional staffers that do that.
Right, helping them out.
Which is very different. The other thing which is really interesting about the WhiteHouse.gov platform is it's now kind of bringing together in a unique way all the facets of government in kind of a touchy-feely way. It becomes more accessible to
mm-hmm.
you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than being an information resource, it's really something that you can pick through maybe or maybe not be interested in, but you can pick through in a way that, you know, there's things to see and do.
Right.
Rather than, oh, I need to find out about when I can file my extension for my taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You're going there to learn about life at the White House. So it's giving a real deep personalization.
An actual resource.
It's a resource.
I mean, before, maybe I'd go there to find out what the Lincoln bedroom looks like.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, very different now.
Very different.
Very different. And I think it's solidified. It's solidified the role of the internet now in our public policy and in political realm, period. It's center stage.
The White House, thewhitehouse.gov?
Whitehouse.gov.
Whitehouse.gov. It's our Montague Webworks website of the week. Patrick, have a great day.
Thanks, Kevin.